15-year-old Stephen McDowell is a student at Technology High School in Rohnert Park. He's also a budding inventor. It all started when he needed to come up with an idea for his high school science fair.
I was asked to pick a subject and create an experiment or project about it, so I chose California's drought and how to help solve it using roof runoff.
His key problem, he said, was figuring out how to store it.
So I went over to local home improvement stores, and all they had available for water storage was 50-gallon rain barrels, which is almost nothing. So I also looked on the internet, and I found, 10,000-gallon rain barrels, which is
way too large to be really practical, he says.
So I cruised around the internet, and I couldn't find really anything else. So I'm like, I feel like I might have to invent something.
He was walking around his neighborhood one day, and
it's just one of those ideas that just popped up in your head. I was just walking around, and I'm like, a fence. What if a fence could store rainwater?
He designed a fence, a few inches thick, into which rainwater would flow after running off a home roof. The idea did very well at the school science fair.
I won first place. I moved on to county. I won first place there. I went to San Francisco Bay Area and won first place there. After that, I decided to stop doing science fairs, and I made it into a business.
Stephen patented water fence, and his father, Ken, is now helping him turn it into an enterprise.
By using Stephen's water fence instead of wood fence out there, or putting in a cistern, digging a giant hole, you actually can have the people have water sustainability in their homes, allowing them to use any type of landscaping they like. And with just a few modifications, that water can actually be brought into the house and used as potable water.
And they are now looking for clients.
So the molds have all been built and stuff. We've actually had prototypes and put it together and actually filled them with water and tested, et cetera. We're still in testing phases now. We're actually freezing tanks now so that we can see how they react in freezing temperatures. Canada's been very interested. They want to bring it up there.
The Waterfence duo was at the Green Build International Conference and Expo last October. Waterfence was selected as one of the most innovative products to see at the event.
And the national attention that we garnered from that was just incredible.
Now back at home, the family estimates that at their own house, an installed water fence could store about 13,000 gallons, caring for over half of their outdoor water use. But the biggest market for the drought-friendly fencing, they believe, will be in new housing developments. They even have their eye on one.
We're trying to get into the brand new neighborhood that's going up over here at the end of Rohnert Park. They're putting 1,600 homes in. And everybody's screaming, where are they going to get their water? Where are they going to get their water? And, well, we've offered them the opportunity of where they can get their water. So we're trying to get them to put in the water fence as opposed to putting in regular redwood fences, et cetera.
In the meantime, Stephen is still in his studies. I ask him if he has any other ideas for how to save water.
Currently, no, but who knows what I'll invent in my lifetime.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.